Chapter 5, Top 8 Tools to Manage Anger and Build an Even Better Life. You reverse the cause of anger and use its power to improve your life when you use the tools you're about to discover in highlights of my radio interview for A Lasting Love with Dr. Tony Fiore. He's the nation's top anger control expert, with 35 years' experience in giving anger management tools to individuals and law enforcement agencies. Hadley, why is it important to understand the cause of our anger? Dr. Tony, understanding the cause of anger helps you control it. People often express anger for three reasons: when they don't get what they want, when they aren't being heard or validated, when they feel disconnected and want to be closer in a relationship. Hadley, is venting anger ever an effective communication tool? Dr. Tony, the more anger you vent, the more you drive someone away. So venting anger doesn't help you get what you want unless it's handled correctly by anger venters and also by anger stuffers who pretend they're not angry when they really are angry deep inside. Some people feel beyond anger because their partner is lesser than them, or they've given up trying to solve their anger problem. These are attitudes of contempt, which are the death blow to most relationships and the greatest predictor of divorce. Hadley, what if the breakup has happened and now you're angry about it? How do you diffuse your anger and deal effectively with troubling issues? Dr. Tony, I recommend using the top 8 tools to control anger and build a better life. 1. Reduce stress in your life and relationships. When you're stressed, you react irrationally. Identify the issues that cause stress and either avoid or resolve them. If caffeine revs up stress, you may have to give it up or switch to decaf. If anger boils up when your defenses are down under the influence of alcohol, then don't do alcohol and conflict resolution at the same time. 2. Develop empathy for the other person. See through their eyes, walk in their shoes, think their thoughts, so you understand what makes them angry. These insights help you resolve or avoid anger triggers. 3. Respond instead of react. We react when we do things automatically with certain triggers, like a knee-jerk reaction. Even though this doesn't bring us the results we want, we keep repeating the behavior. We respond when we choose behaviors that lead to positive outcomes. You can respond in new ways, which decrease the probability that you'll trigger an angry reaction from your partner. 4. Change your self-talk. It's not as much about what someone did as what we tell ourselves about what they did that triggers our anger. You can retrain your self-talk about what you think of someone's behavior to change your emotional reaction to it. Many times you overreact to things because of your previous life experience or baggage. Once you're aware of your negative self-talk, you replace it with positives, which lead to forward progress. 5. Use assertive communication. Let someone know where you stand on an issue, and then set your boundaries without offending them. Speak calmly from your heart to their heart, so it isn't experienced as hostile criticism. Understand that you can't change another person. You only can change your reaction to behavior or character traits that irritate you. When you start to change, you often pull different, improved behavior from your partner or other people in your life. 6. Adjust your expectations. Anger often is generated not by what happened, but because what happened is so different from what you expected. It's not that you expect less, so you won't be disappointed. It's just that you are realistic about what to expect in marriage or relationships, so you don't keep getting upset over things that may never change. Let your partner be who they are, and vice versa. 7. Forgive, but don't forget. You let go of resentment of hurtful things people did to you instead of letting it fester for years. You don't forget what was done, and you won't allow it to happen again. Through forgiveness, you disconnect emotionally from it. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself because it frees you from the pain of your past. If you don't give up the pain, it festers and will bring down the relationship. 8. Retreat and think things over. Take a time out to step back from an angry trigger so you don't react in the usual ways. The amygdala is our reptilian brain, which is hardwired to destroy a threat. So you may need to consciously overrule this reptilian brain and choose to behave in smarter ways. Taking a time out is not like sweeping this issue under the rug. It's taking time to reflect and find out the best way to resolve an issue. In a calm moment, you go back to discuss and resolve the issue. Hadley, what if you want to use these tools to manage anger, but your former partner or another volatile person refuses to use them? Dr. Tony, if abusive, angry behavior doesn't stop, then it's best to protect yourself and separate from that relationship. Again, when you start to change your own behaviors, you pull different behaviors from your partner. They will feel less defensive and act less angry. This is how you create positive changes in how people respond to you. Hadley, let's say you feel anger brewing inside you. What's the best way to avoid an angry blow-up? Dr. Tony, your best choice is to see anger as a wake-up call for positive action. When you begin to feel anger bubble up, take a deep breath and ask yourself 4 questions. 1. What can I learn from this irritation? 2. Do I have old resentments I can let go of? 3. How can I suggest other words someone could say to make their point without hurting my feelings or making me mad? 4. How can I make a better choice than my typical angry reaction? Hadley, when you find your answers and take action on them, you break through an angry rut and shake things up in positive ways. This improves your interactions with everyone in your life. Which of these 8 tools do most breakup survivors resist? While breakup emotions are raw and intense, many people resist using tool number 7, forgive, but don't forget. Let's make sure you make a better choice next.